We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You going for a ride? You getting on the train? Yeah, you going to ride it?
I'm gonna ride it. I like the idea of options and not being stuck in my vehicle, you know, cursing my commute. If you didn't hear the news, if you've been living in a cave, that sounds pretty good some days.
Yeah, I know. I need a cave
to go. If the cave has Wi-Fi and, like, flush toilets.
I don't even want Wi-Fi. Toilets, yes.
Toilets are good. The Federal Transit Administration has notified the Met Council it will likely pay for about half the $2 billion price tag for the 15-mile link linking downtown Minneapolis with Eden Prairie. And it looks like work may begin this winter, and passenger service could start in 2023. Jor, this is the biggest public works project in Minnesota state history.
Wow. I think it's great. I live right around the corner from where the train would go through. You know, you can walk from my house. Maybe we are going to hear it. Maybe
there's
going.
Worried about the noise or the vibrations?
I don't know
where
people are going to park.
You
know, I'm not worried about any of that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just more urban. I'm really not. I think it's progress. I also used to live in Eden Prairie. And if there was a train downtown from Eden Prairie, I'd be all about that train. I like mass transportation. I think it is. And if I didn't have all these kids to schlep around and pick up here and pick up there and all that stuff, I mean, thank God I have them. But I can see why people who have one commute, they go from point A to point B, use mass trans all the time. I think it's great.
I think there's always fear of change, right?
Sure.
Most people, myself included, mm-hmm. you fear change. There's fear of the unknown, mm-hmm. and you wonder how this will play out.
I'll tell you right now, if there's a stop that's around the corner from my house, I will take the train A to work, and then to go out at night. We come down here for dinner. Hopefully, handsome husband can hop on the train, meet me down here, so we don't have two cars that we have to park downtown.
You do Jello shots all night.
You know what?
Safely take the train.
I am
back
all
home.
For mass transportation. The kids can have jobs outside of the neighborhood. They can hop on a train. Look, I grew up in New Jersey. We used to take buses. Used to take trains. I rode the subway in New York City. I think that once we get used to it, it will be a good thing.
It's a new habit,
yeah,
to learn. But I like the idea of options. A lot of people don't like the idea.
Well, Marty's in his car. Marty, you want to chime in here? You going to ride the train, Marty?
If I had to go to downtown Minneapolis every day, yes, I would ride
you
the
would.
Train. That makes perfect sense. Sure. How does that help Joe the plumber or Bob the carpenter while we're sitting in traffic right now at 4 o'clock on a Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not moving. You know? I mean, how does
well,
that help?
That's not the problem they were trying to solve. They were trying to solve a commuting problem. They're not, you know, Joe the plumber and Bob the carpenter have to go to people's homes and make house calls. They can't take any kind of mass transportation because it's not their line of work.
Correct. Correct. So why is it that we have such a problem in this town, this metro area, with traffic at 4 o'clock on a Thursday?
I don't pretend to have the answer, but I don't think the infrastructure has kept up with population growth.
But
and
maybe,
the fact that a lot of people go from suburb to suburb,
uh-huh.
you know, I ran into that in Chicago. You know, people don't just go to the loop.
Hold on. But Marty, where are you right now in your car? What highway?
I'm on 494 in Crosstown.
It's a nightmare, by the way. We both lived in Eden Prairie. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. But keep in mind, 494 in Crosstown, that's out the way to Eden Prairie. You're going out to Eden Prairie. Maybe if some of those people took light rail, it would ease up the congestion for folks like you, Marty. That would be a good thing.
It would be, but... So I left the airport and hit the old bottleneck at 35 and 494. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on another bottleneck on 494. You know, you go to other metro areas, they have 8 lanes in one direction. We have 3. And if our governor-elect has already stated that we're going to have a gas tax increase, I'm okay with that as long as it covers and improves our traffic. But if one dime of that goes to light rail, which you're discussing right now,
yes.
I'm not for that.
Okay.
Because how can my gas taxes help pay for light rail when light rail would lose its, it would lose money if you actually, you know, didn't subsidize it. So how do we answer that question too?
Marty, I've been cities like Washington and Atlanta and even Chicago where they add more lanes, but as fast as they add new lanes, there are more cars. So it's like you can never kind of keep up with the volume of traffic, and I don't know why that is.
Washington has great trains.
Yeah, Washington has the Metro. You're right. They have the Metro, and people use the Metro.
All right, Marty doesn't love it. Thanks for the call, Marty.
Thanks,
we
Marty.
Appreciate it. And sorry you're stuck in traffic. It is kind of a disaster down there. Dale's in St. Paul. Hey, Dale, jump on in here. You riding the light rail?
I won't. I don't live in that part of town, but there's a couple things. They say the federal, you know, government, well, that's still our tax dollars. It doesn't come from outer space. It's still our tax dollars.
Sure.
I think that everybody knows that the streets, cities, roads, highways, freeways were made for far less traffic than what they are. It just keeps expanding and they can't keep up.
Sure.
So everybody's got four or five cars per household. It was designed for, and the metro area keeps growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they'll ever catch up. And it's just this might be a little solve the problem. But what can this light rail do that a bus can't? I mean, I just went down University in St. Paul. There's still buses, but the light rail does the same thing the bus does. What does it do that a bus can't?
Well, I know the buses ride on the side of the roads, but they still do congest the highways and the roads. I mean,
the buses get stuck in that traffic too, right?
Yes.
In theory, the train should keep going, right?
Well, yes and no, but there's still not. I don't think there's enough people that ride the trains to make them useful. And the buses too, they lose money. Just like, you know, in the post office. But I just think they say the federal government, oh, well, that's our taxpayers' dollars.
That's a good point.
You know? Yep. Okay, guys.
Thanks for the call, Dale. I'm glad you got in.
I also wondered, too, if younger people who don't think twice about taking Uber,
right?
If younger people would be more inclined to use light rail.
Yeah, they don't want to drive either. They don't want to get their licenses. Mike's in Minneapolis. Mike, you're an LRT convert?
Yeah, I was all sour grapes about, what good is this going to do me? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. When they were building the, both the line to the Mall of America and to St. Mm-hmm. Paul. But I use both of them all the time now.
Really?
All the time.
To go to work or to go to the mall for everything?
A lot of things, yeah. It's like, why do I want to sit in traffic when I can just jump on a train and read the newspaper.
That's the train. And is there Wi-Fi on the train?
I don't know. I imagine there is because everybody's staring at their phones.
Yeah, but you're reading the paper.
I take my bicycle. Uh-huh. I ride it to the light rail station about a mile away. Bring the bike on the train. If I need to transfer to a bus, I can do that. And you can put your bike on a bus, too, you know, and it's so slick. And there's park and ride places all over the place, you know, or you can just park in a neighborhood near the train. And, you know, if you're going to a Vikings game, you want to spend $30, $50 to park.
Right.
And be in traffic for 3 hours?
Mike, we appreciate the call. And you know what? We're going to send this recording over to the light rail folks because I think they're going to want to use Mike in his commercial. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Look, I react, and I hope most listeners react to data and facts and not to hand-waving arguments or conspiracy theories. The Green Line has been around 3 years. That runs from downtown Minneapolis to downtown St. Paul. 13.1 million riders last year. That's a 3.5% increase. 10.7 million rides on the Blue Line last year, breaking the previous record of 10.6. The North Star Commuter Line, 41 miles, Big Lake to Minneapolis, mm-hmm. 794,000 rides on that 41-mile stretch last year. So, you know, is it a groundswell? No, but it does seem to be picking up, and I would argue that maybe more people would consider light rail than taking the bus.
Yeah, probably. Look, I love taking the bus to the airport. That's one of I always take the bus to the airport. I pick it up downtown, and it's great because you don't have to park at the airport. It's cheap. It's fast. I can get there during rush hour. It's one of my favorite times to ride the bus.
Taking the bus to the fair, too, is a, A really good idea.
You mean the bus.
The bus.
Yeah,
yeah,
I take the train to the airport. It is 4:21. Let's keep the conversation going. Jim, Alan, Carrie, Tom, full phone lines. We see you. Are you riding the light rail? It's getting built. Are you going to take it? 651-989-9226. We'll be right back.
Paul and Jordana, will you take the Southwest light rail? Will you take any light rail? One of our listeners, we have amazing listeners, said 100%, this is under the state constitution for Minnesota, 100% of the state gas tax, which is about 18 cents a gallon, hasn't changed since the early 90s. 100% of the state gas tax goes to roads and bridges. None goes to transit.
Did you fact check that?
Yeah, I did fact check that.
And is it real?
This person is right.
Okay. Let's take the calls. Are we going to, it's going to get built. Look, Southwest Light Rail Line cleared a hurdle, will allow construction to begin on the $2 billion project. Half of that money is coming from federal funding. It should be up and running by 2023. Are you riding it? Alan's in Montrose. Alan, what are your thoughts? You taking the light rail?
Since I live in Montrose, I don't think the light rail goes there.
Not yet, Alan. Not yet.
I'm not a big fan of trains and mass transit just because it doesn't self-sustain itself. Yeah, we're getting $1 billion from the feds, which the one gentleman said is our tax money anyhow. But it always runs at a deficit, so taxpayer money is needed again to keep it running on a yearly. And, you know, from a percentage standpoint, I understand the Minneapolis to St. Paul because that's two metro centers. Mm-hmm. And I understand to the Mall of America and the airport because, again, but I'm not sure about the Eden Prairie thing. I just don't see it. And I think it's just going to create a hole where we're going to throw more tax money every year to subsidize to keep the thing going.
All right. Alan in Montrose says no go. You know, the thing about Eden Prairie is that we have so many more exploding suburbs out that way. I know we have Maple Grove, which is a little further north, but then we also have, you know, Chaska and Chanhassen and Shakopee, and these are growing suburbs. You just take a drive out there, and development after development, apartment complex after apartment complex.
Is there a limit? Is there a limit to how far out people will live? I know in New York and Chicago, people think nothing of driving 2 hours.
That's it. Yeah, when I lived in New Jersey, it's an hour every hour everywhere. To get into the city, it's an hour drive. And sometimes you drive an hour to get to the city, and then you hop on a train. So it's planes, trains, and automobiles.
To do something you could do at home with high-speed internet, right?
Like,
I mean, it's kind of madness when you think about it.
Carrie's in Stewart. Hey, Carrie, what do you think about the new light rail? You riding it?
Oh, I will. And I live out in the boonies, and I'm nowhere near it. But I tell you what, when we travel, we're so proud to not take taxis or Ubers. We call them green tours. And if you find a way, if that thing goes out towards the racetrack or goes out towards the casino, get them involved. Have shuttles. Meet us there. We can fly in. And when I know I can fly into a city and go fun places on public transportation, I do it. We've never taken a taxi at all in New York, San Francisco, D.C. I think it'll come. And I think people will use it. We're just not used to it in Minnesota. But if you travel other places, I lived in New Jersey for a while. My husband played for a professional team at the time, but we never went into the cities. We were able to stay in the Meadowlands area. But I hated driving on the LIE, or not the LIE, that's when we lived on Long Island. But
the Parkway.
All those expressways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hated it.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. New Jersey's a nightmare. If we think we have a bed here, you know, Long Island Expressway, New Jersey, I mean, it's a junk show. Carrie, you're the best. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Carrie.
Steven's in Minneapolis. Hey, Steven, want to get you in here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I just called in to say that I live in Minneapolis, and I will be using it. I actually work right off where the light rail would be in Minnetonka. And just another thought, too, is that, you know, the Twin Cities keep growing and growing, and it's been proven time and time again that increasing lanes on highways and adding capacity just does not work. Mm. There's many studies out there, so I think it will be a great thing for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all the suburbs around it, too.
Steven, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's take Dennis in Lakeville. Your last call, Dennis. Let's get you in here, sir.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Hey, I do a lot of comments here. Bullet points would be also to chime in on light rail would be some kind of factor of HOV. Not a fan of it. But someone chimed in about light rail, about sporting events. Keep in mind, everybody else also wants to get on the light rail when they leave. So I love it when I leave the Mall America and I want to go see a Twins game. I just got to plan ahead, like leave by the seventh inning. So it's kind of frustrating if you want to stay the whole game. You're still going to be waiting in a large crowd to get on a jam-packed light rail. But real quick, though, the light rail, the main hub seems to be in Minneapolis-St. Paul. I Uber part-time as well. A lot of my routes are just sometimes going from, like, one side of Bloomington to the other side of Bloomington from 494. Just put a light rail right there as well. Spiderweb, the Twin Cities, you know, have it going one from north side of 100 down to the south side of 100 and so forth and all over the Twin Cities. You just need some other junction spots.
Dennis in Lakeville, good call.
Maybe that's coming.
Wants to see more. Yeah, I hear you. And it's a mindset. I think, like Carrie was saying, it's a mindset.
Habit, right?
Yes.
And it's something that we just have to get into the habit of considering.
And we also have to get in the habit of sometimes there's going to be traffic or sometimes there's going to be a big crowd on the light rail when you have a sporting event. Like, that's okay. You know, you'll just get used to the crowd. We don't want you to leave the Twins game early. We want you to stay for the whole Twins game. But know that it's going to be busy on the light rail, and that's okay, too.
Personal hovercraft.
Okay.
That's coming.
Here we go.
Going to make all this obsolete.
Here we go. It's 4:32 and scene. Let's go way beyond the headlines when we return.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Couple of thoughtful texts. Kurt, loyal listener, says, Paul and Jordana, a person may never need the services of the fire department, but that doesn't mean that the service should not be subsidized by taxes. He also said light rail.
Spoken like a weatherman.
Light rail serves the public good. Just as police departments and fire departments are recipients of taxes, light rail should be considered a public utility. It also reduces pollution. Another person said, and I wasn't aware of this, I'm not sure it's true, it sounds true, let's move ahead in life. In Amazon search for HQ2 and HQ3, they only looked at cities with mass transit. And it is something
that's important.
I worry about as a business owner for us to attract more businesses.
Right.
It is something they look at. Do you have alternatives other than schlepping around in your car?
Mm-hmm. And so, more spaces to live. Like I was talking about with the Southwest suburbs, you can go live out past Shakopee. You know, past Chaska, and you can drive 20 minutes to a light rail station, then you can start working. You can get on your computer. You know, you can extend your workday, and you don't have to be driving and fighting the traffic. So it's it's a longer commute, but you can live for the route. You can get a bigger house for the money, and you can still, you know, have your work. You don't have to do all that commuting.
We need to stay competitive with the Denvers of the world, the Seattles of the world, the Bostons of the world, and many of them have light rail, mass transit options. So I see both sides of this, but it's progress, and progress always makes people uncomfortable, right?
651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Scott, you are a rider on the light rail already?
Hello, this is Scott.
Hello,
yes,
sir.
Hey, Scott.
I am currently on the light rail.
Oh, cool.
Good signal.
So if you get a lot of background noise, that's what's happening. Brakes are being applied right now.
We hear it, yeah.
I actually ride in on the North Star from Big Lake.
Okay.
And then the Blue Line out to the Eagan area, well, down to Fort Snelling.
Uh-huh.
And so on the weekends, I drive so that I can leave my car overnight and have the car available during the week. And actually, the only park and rides that you can stay overnight in are Fort Snelling and Mall of America, which so I happen to get lucky. Not only was I near the Blue Line, but I'm near the ones that allow you to park overnight. The North Star parking lots all allow you 7-day parking, actually, overnight and everything. But,
so how long is your commute, Scott?
I like it. When I drive, it's about 64 miles.
Uh-huh.
So the ride on the train and light rail equates to about 2 hours.
Are you saving time and money, Scott?
Uh, time, no. I mean, it's a better opportunity to use your time is what that amounts
to. That's right.
To.
Okay.
That's right.
And I sleep easily, so I take a nap on the North Star.
Nice.
I do that on 494.
You do that during the show sometimes.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned something about Wi-Fi. It's available on the North Star, but not the light rails.
Yeah. Well, maybe that'll come.
Light rails is not.
Scott, thanks for offering the color, and I'm glad you're enjoying your train ride and listen, streaming WCCO radio. We appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jerry's in Eagan. Hey, Jerry, you want to jump in here? Are you going to ride the train?
To be honest with you, I have ridden it. And first of all, I want to say I love your show.
Oh, you're kind, sir.
Thank you, sir.
But
thank you,
second
sir.
Of all, I don't know if you've done any research, but the light rail runs $15 million in the hole. And if you ever ride the light rail, there's a lot of people that don't pay to ride the light rail.
Hmm.
And do we need it to go all the way out there? I agree that the city is getting bigger, but we're not as big as New York or Boston or...
Jerry brings up a couple of good points. I'm just going to put you on hold, Jerry. He brings up a couple of good points. Even if it's running a deficit now, I don't know that the goal of the light rail is to make money. Certainly it's not to run a deficit. It would be nice if it broke even. That would be nice if it broke even. But it's also serving a purpose. It has a service. It's reducing a carbon footprint. It's saving other people from buying cars. There's other purposes. So the goal is not to run a deficit. Hopefully someday, you know, the light rail's relatively new in the Twin Cities. Hopefully it will catch on with more people, with younger people, and they'll use that as their main source of commuting. And then it will not only break even and hopefully eventually make a profit. That would be nice. And do we need it? I mean, again, you see these suburbs growing. You see these outside suburbs growing. And if I didn't want to commute every day, I would look for a place to move that had light rail. And it would be a selling feature for me.
Somebody pointed out, too, just adding more lanes. Yeah, if 494 was six lanes or eight lanes, where does that land come from? That means people would have to sell their homes.
And can you imagine more construction?
Commercial.
Oh, my gosh.
Commercial structures would have to be torn down. So, again, there's really no easy solution to this.
Carolyn's in her car. Carolyn, do you have the solution?
Actually, I was just telling them that I live 1 mile away from the light rail station in Ramsey, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I commute to Plymouth every day. It's a 20-mile drive. It can take me anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour to get from Ramsey to Plymouth.
Wow.
And light rail doesn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
I have three different routes I can take in the morning, 169, 494, you know, and I can use all of them depending on crashes in the morning. But light rail isn't doing a thing for me, and I've not stepped one foot on that train.
Well, hopefully it will. I hope that once maybe they build some other lines, they'll build one your way. That'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be great, but I don't know. I think I'll be retired before that ever happens.
Yeah, good problem to have.
Carolyn, thanks for the call.
I just think all you could ask is that people, myself included, keep an open mind. Maybe give it a choice. Give it a chance. It's not going to work for everybody,
but it may
work for enough people.
Mm-hmm.
To justify
and maybe
this.
It'll clear up Carolyn's commute. More people are riding the train, less on the roads. So
that's true.
It's possible.
That's true.
Time now is 4:45. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Looking for the perfect gift? Visit the experts at Wicks and Jewelers to shop an incomparable collection of jewelry that's designed to last a lifetime.
Mike Max joins us every day. Every day we can nab him. He's here.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a boy for Joe Maurer. Mazel tov to the Maurer family. Do we know his name, Mike? What's the inside scoop on the boy? How many pounds? What size was his head? How long is he?
Is there nothing on that?
You expect Mike to just rattle this off the top
Mike
of his head?
Knows everything.
Wouldn't
this.
You be scared? Oh, yeah, he was 7
this
pounds, 3 ounces.
This boy that came into the world today?
Charles Joseph Maurer.
He worry in the world, and he doesn't even know it.
There you go.
He's going to be a venture capitalist.
He can be whatever he wants.
That's
Charles
right.
Joseph Maurer.
Charles.
Okay. Wow.
Charles. Cool. Chuck.
So congratulations to Maddie and Joe Maurer.
Absolutely.
On their third child.
Mazel.
On Monday. Boy, was it just Monday that he had his press conference?
Yes.
Things go so quick.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like the elections were 3 months ago and they're just last week?
Oh, gosh.
You know, and at his wife was with him at the press conference on Monday, and there was, she was 39 and a half weeks pregnant.
Yep.
And so they were very concerned at that point that the press conference, she might not be able to get through the press conference.
That would have been a good press conference if someone went to labor.
That would have been.
It's so fun.
Push.
Yeah. So fun.
There had to be a doctor in the audience somewhere, right?
Right.
Everybody else was there, right?
Right. Jeez. Okay, so what are we talking about, Vikings?
I was at the Vikings today. This is a huge game for them. Against Chicago.
Yeah.
And don't think they
What's the line?
2.5 Chicago.
Really? That's good. I'm glad they're slight underdogs.
So they got this Khalil Mack, this great big son of a gun from Oakland. They got for all the money. And Latavius Murray played with him in Oakland. And he says, yeah, he's the real deal. You don't change game plans, but you come close against him because he's that disruptive. He's that good. Ooh. Then you've got the Vikings. See, I think this is a huge thing that the Vikings had their bye week this last week because they got everybody healthy now.
Mm.
I think they're in really good shape going down the stretch. You know, this is like the second half surge for them.
Are the Bears banged up? Do they have some injury concerns?
Not bad. A little here and there. Nothing, you know, nothing I can think of off the top of my head that would be threatening. But Sunday night in Chicago, that's a good time.
This is the national game, right?
Last year I went there. They played there on Monday night. And I'm not trying to name drop here, but I went there to cover the game, right?
It's okay. We forgive you.
And I'm sitting in the elevator, and I was sitting in the lobby, and the elevator opens. There's Bill Murray.
Really?
Bill Murray was going to the Cubs game because they were playing in the playoffs. So I went up to him and said, hey, I know Mike Vec well. I've met you a few times.
And Bill Murray's part owner
and
of
I've
the
interviewed him a few
Saints.
Times, and he gave me that look like you're the 10,000th person that's come up to me and said they knew Mike Vec and that you've interviewed me before.
Did he run away from you?
Well, yeah, very good thing. Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was cordial and nice and all that, but I thought maybe the Vec line would get me further than it did. Then right about 1 in the morning going back to the hotel, and I'm walking back, and I look next to me in the lobby, and it's Howie Long from Fox.
Oh, wow.
You know, his son played for the Bears, so that made some sense. So he and his wife had
nice
visit. And then the next morning, I'm waiting for my plane, right, the 6 a.m. flight, and I look to my right, and there's Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Look at you.
Yeah, wasn't that something? That was
dripping
quite a trifecta
in celebrities.
For just a 12-hour journey, you know?
Did you talk to the Reverend Jackson?
No, I gave him the old, hey, you know.
So, not to change the subject, but Mr. Celebrity Lover. High school football.
Yeah, I came. I was just at U.S. Bank Stadium. I was watching Caledonia play Painesville. They had 27-0 at the half. And I got to tell you, Painesville's not a bad football team. Caledonia is so well coached and so good at what they do. They're a small school. I think they've got 3 players in the NFL in the last 6 years. And they're a town of 2,000 or whatever down there.
That is
amazing.
They win
the state title every year. The quarterback last year who's now playing Division I basketball. His brother's now the quarterback. And they just chew you up and spit you out for dinner. You know, they are that good. And so it was really fun to watch the way they operated. Then I ran into Gene Glint, Twins coach, because his Waseca team's in there. And it doesn't look like he'll be coming back, part of my older staff. We had a great visit. So I'll bring you all that stuff tonight, okay?
Tonight, 6:30.
You got plenty to talk about, including the Wolves looking pretty good yesterday. Mike Max, thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.